USA Radio News.
The January 6th committee is holding its 8th public hearing, the latest in a series laying out the case that the Capitol riot was the result of then-President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the election. The committee said today the hearing will focus on what happened during the 187 minutes between Trump's speech, during which he allegedly encouraged supporters to march to the Capitol, and his tweet encouraging rioters to head home. The hearing is featuring live testimony from two former Trump White House aides, Sarah Matthews and Matthew Pottinger, who both resigned over Trump's actions on the day of the riot.
I will now swear in our witnesses. The witnesses will please stand and raise their right hands.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General has launched a criminal investigation into the circumstances surrounding the destruction of Secret Service text messages that may have been relevant to inquiries about the January 6th Capitol riot. The results of the investigation could be referred to federal prosecutors, a source told NBC News, depending on the results. The FCC has something to say about robocalls.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in a federal court for violating George Floyd's civil rights. The 39-year-old is one of 3 former Minneapolis police officers who were convicted earlier this year of depriving Floyd of his right to medical care as the handcuffed man was pinned under the knee of their senior officer, Derek Chauvin, for more than 9 minutes on May 25th, 2020. After the sentencing, Floyd's brother expressed disappointment with the judge's decision. 9 people were injured too seriously when a shuttle bus crashed into a pole at Los Angeles International Airport. Authorities have confirmed 2 of the bus passengers sustained potentially life-threatening injuries. Additional information was not immediately available, and officials did not know who owns and operates the shuttle bus.
Rents have exponentially increased over the past year. Realtor.com is reporting renting is still more affordable than buying an entry-level house in 3/4 of the country. This is a big deal because in January, renting was the better deal, but only in half the U.S. markets. The difference is now higher mortgage rates. In Austin, Texas, it costs roughly 98% more to buy a starter home than to rent, a difference of about $1,800 a month. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.